Welcome to Meditate with the Mystics. My name is Amy Edelstein. In this meditation, we'll be inspired by a passage from the Buddha's life, as portrayed by Bhikkhu Nanamoli. The Buddha, who lived over 2,500 years ago, continues to inspire us to reach for something deeper and eternal amidst a life of worldly happiness and riches. I was delicate, most delicate, supremely delicate. Lily pools were made for me in my father's house solely for my benefit. Blue lilies flowered in one, white lilies in another, red lilies in a third. I used no sandalwood that was not from Benares. My turban, tunic, lower garments, and cloak were all made of Benares cloth. A white sunshade was held over me day and night so that no cold or heat or dust or grit or dew might inconvenience me. I had three palaces, one for the winter, one for the summer, and one for the rains. In the rains palace, I was entertained by minstrels with no men among them. For the 4 months of the rains, I never went down to the lower palace. Though meals of broken rice with lentil soup are given to the servants and retainers in other people's houses, in my father's house, white rice and meat were given to them. Whilst I had such power and good fortune, yet I thought, when an untaught ordinary man, who is subject to aging, not safe from aging, sees another who is aged, he is shocked, humiliated, and disgusted, for he forgets that he himself is no exception. But I too am subject to aging, not safe from aging, and so it cannot benefit me to be shocked, humiliated, and disgusted on seeing another who is aged. When I consider this, the vanity of youth entirely left me. I thought, when an untaught ordinary man who is subject to sickness, not safe from sickness, sees another who is sick, he is shocked, humiliated, and disgusted, for he forgets that he himself is no exception. But I too am subject to sickness, not safe from sickness, and so it cannot befit me to be shocked, humiliated, and disgusted in seeing another who is sick. When I considered this, the vanity of health entirely left me. I thought, when an untaught ordinary man who is subject to death, not safe from death, sees another who is dead, he is shocked, humiliated, and disgusted, for he forgets that he himself is no exception. But I too am subject to death, not safe from death, and so it cannot befit me to be shocked, humiliated, and disgusted on seeing another who is dead. When I consider this, the vanity of life entirely left me. Allow the contemplation of the Buddha to become your own contemplation. Drop down deep and consider the universality of aging, sickness, and death. Allow the individual traumas and woes, concerns and fatigues to all diminish in importance Picture yourself as a child sitting on the grass before the night sky. Now allow yourself to look down upon yourself as you recede deeper and deeper into space, further and further from the figure seated on the earth. Experience the paradox of humility and ease that flood our being as we contemplate death, sickness, and aging. Let any fear around those three conditions to fall away. Simply hold the fact that as human beings, at some point or another, we will experience the phenomena of growing older, the reality of dis-ease, and the end of this life. Experience any fear or trepidation that arises around those three. Let it all just be, and let your contemplation sink to embrace those three simply as a fact, as a phenomena, and as a universal experience. Draw no conclusions about what you may be experiencing. And allow your doors of inner perception to open. experience the breadth of the universality of human experience and experience beneath that the seamless net of consciousness that knows no beginning, no end, no separation. Rest in that net of consciousness. Allow fear and trepidation simply to recede away. As the Buddha contemplated, I was delicate, most delicate, supremely delicate. Lily pools were made for me at my father's house, solely for my benefit. Blue lilies flowered in one, white lilies in another, red lilies in a third. I used no sandalwood that was not from Benares. My turban, tunic, lower garments, and cloak were all made of Benares cloth. A white sunshade was held over me day and night so that no cold or heat or dust or grit or dew might inconvenience me. I had three palaces, one for winter, one for summer, and one for the rains. In the rains palace, I was entertained by minstrels with no men among them. For the 4 months of the rains, I never went down to the lower palace. Though meals of broken rice with lentil soup are given to the servants and retainers in other people's houses, in my father's house, white rice and meat was given to them. While I had such power and good fortune, yet I thought, when an untaught ordinary man who is subject to aging, not safe from aging, sees another who is aged, he is shocked, humiliated, and disgusted, for he forgets that he himself is no exception. But I too am subject to aging, not safe from aging, and so it cannot befit me to be shocked, humiliated, and disgusted on seeing another who is aged. When I considered this, the vanity of youth entirely left me. I thought, when an untaught ordinary man who is subject to sickness, not safe from sickness, sees another who is sick, he is shocked, humiliated, and disgusted, for he forgets that he himself is no exception. But I too am subject to sickness, not safe from sickness, and so it cannot befit me to be shocked, humiliated, and disgusted on seeing another who is sick. When I considered this, the vanity of health entirely left me. I thought, when an untaught ordinary man who is subject to death, not safe from death, sees another who is dead, he is shocked, humiliated, and disgusted, for he forgets that he himself is no exception. But I too am subject to death, not safe from death, and so it cannot befit me to be shocked, humiliated, and disgusted on seeing another who is dead. When I considered this, the vanity of life entirely left me. As we draw this meditation to a close, extend any merit from the efforts to contemplate the nature of life in the reality of consciousness, to benefit all beings, and to alleviate fear, trepidation, and aversion. That may prevent any from experiencing the joy of life and the ease of discovering the nature of consciousness and the deeper nature of self.